Welcome to Sweet Teen Tacos. I'm Dave.
And I'm Jen.
Coming to you from our kitchen, and we've got cookbooks spread out, and we've been, you know, doing our prep for the episode. This week we're talking about chicken pot pie. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't really have chicken pot pie growing up, but I really remember that when I had it, like when we moved here. First of all, I don't really think of chicken pot pie as a very Southern thing.
Well, let me tell you the difference, I think, is that chicken pot pie is more of a, just an American thing.
Right.
And that's going to be with vegetables in it.
Right.
Things like carrots, English peas, yeah, corn, and that's that what kind I've, of stuff.
Yeah, I remember having, right. Yeah.
Chicken pie is more of a Southern thing.
Gotcha.
And it's kind of a cousin, I guess, in a way, to like chicken and dumplings. Gotcha. And that kind of a thing.
Okay. And I know, you know, the way we make it and the way you've seen it, was sometimes it's a pie crust and then sometimes it's a biscuit, like basically just biscuits put on top. But that's the one I never really liked.
Ah, yeah. It can be a little doughy.
Yeah, the pie crust one was always the good one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And that's what you make. Now, how did you kind of start when did you start making pot pie or pot chicken pie,
right.
I should say?
Well, I guess the reason that I started making it, and it would probably be around the time we got married, was because I ate it growing up. My mom made it, and it was one of my favorite things. Now, and I think I've referenced this on a different episode, I think maybe the one about Mother's Day,
right.
and some of the cooking that our mothers did. But my mom's version was actually a shortcut version because, you know, and I've mentioned this, she had some health issues.
Right.
And so to make dough from scratch was it's kind of a big task. So she just used, like, the frozen pie crust.
Right, okay.
That you'd get at the grocery store. You know, it comes... They came in a tin and everything.
Right, right. Okay.
But she would just let them thaw a little bit and cut them. She'd cut strips and you know, that was her crust. She would do, you know, the lattice top.
Okay.
But it was one of my favorite things. It was just very comforting and it was typically kind of a Sunday dinner, you know, Sunday after church type meal. But, you know, my mom's deceased, of course. And so I called my aunt, her sister, to see, did they eat that growing up? You know, was that something that they had? And she said yes, that my grandmother did make a homemade chicken pie.
Gotcha.
And so, you know, mom was kind of carrying on that tradition. She just had to amend it a little bit, you know, and like I said, do a shortcut. But anyway, when, you know, I started making it, I wanted to do a crust from scratch,
right.
And I found this really amazing crust that I've used all these years. And, you know, it's kind of become one of my things.
Oh, yeah. And the kids love it. I love it. And to me, the crust is a huge part of it.
Well, it is. It definitely is.
And so, you know, and when you look at recipes, there's so many recipes out there today that are shortcut this, shortcut that. And shortcuts aren't bad.
No.
But you do sometimes lose flavor in them. And there's ways to do it, and we'll talk a little bit about our method, or your method, that you can still get a lot of flavor, and it doesn't have to take a lot of time.
Right, right.
So basically, kind of describe your method a little bit.
Sure, okay. Well, what is really key is also your chicken. So you need to start with some good quality chicken.
Right.
And I recommend getting some that has the skin on and the bone in.
Right.
Because that's where you're going to get your flavor. But, you know, you can go with whatever you prefer, white meat, dark meat, a mix of both. You can cut up an entire chicken, you know, however you want to do it. But you're going to basically boil that or kind of simmer it on the stove, and it makes its own
broth,
stock, right. broth, whatever you want to call it. And I would typically add bay leaf, of course, to that.
Gotta have the bay leaf.
Gotta have the bay leaf. But then maybe I'll throw in some peppercorns, or if I've got it, like some celery stalks and stuff like that.
Garlic, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. And you just kind of let that slowly cook, you know, probably for about an hour on the stove. And then you've got that wonderful chicken to start
with. The stewed chicken and the broth.
So then, typically, you know, while the chicken is cooking, that's a good time to then go ahead and make your crust.
Okay.
And, you know, I've done it several different ways. I have done it in the food processor.
Food processor. Yeah.
And that would be a time saver.
Yeah.
And it works pretty well, I would say. And then you make it in, shape it into a disc, wrap it in, you know, some kind of saran wrap type something, and put it in the fridge and let it rest for at least 30 minutes or an hour. And then you get your chicken after it's finished, and you have to, you know, get the stuff
get it off
the bone,
get the skin, get all that.
You have to separate all that out.
Picking the chicken.
Yeah, picking the chicken, and our dogs go nuts when we're doing that. That's their favorite thing. They know what's going on, and they know they're going to get
some good there's some chicken scraps.
That's right. And then you have to make, I make a sauce, or I make a white sauce.
You make
kind
a white
of
sauce.
Like a bechamel or something to go in the pie. And I start with, you know, butter. I do a roux.
Right.
And I add some of that good broth to it and everything. Then comes the assembly.
Right. You know, and you put it together.
Put it all together. So.
But just that crust, the crispiness of the crust with the creaminess and the chicken. Oh, just like the best creamy chicken. It's just a great combination. It's very,
very comforting.
Very comforting, very hearty. You know, but talking about shortcuts. You know, it's one of those things where, you could do a rotisserie chicken and a frozen pie crust and this and that, and you could. But, you know, the other thing you could do is kind of space it out a little bit. Now,
exactly.
And that's one of the things we do. For instance, get your chicken, throw it in a pot with water, let it cook on the stove while you're doing other things.
Right.
Cool it off, put it in the fridge, that's done.
Right. And then it can sit overnight.
Yeah.
And then, you know, maybe you don't have time that day to make it. So it's but the chicken's already cooked, and then the next day you make your crust and put it all together.
Right. You can stage these things out, like make your crust.
Exactly.
It can be in the fridge overnight. It doesn't care about that. You know, so those are things you could do to kind of keep the scratch cooking elements of it in that homemade goodness.
Without it being just this
so much
ginormous
in one night.
Sort of two and a half, 3 hour big production.
Right. And then you're just pulling it out. You got your chicken, boom, make a white sauce, roll your dough, stick it in the oven.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And the butter those you cook really know, the pie crust butter loves being cold. And
that
just
helps
it puff and really, you know. The kids love it. I mean, they just love it. It's a very mom dish. That's one of those dishes we talked about that the kids are going to remember from you.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know why we didn't really eat that growing up. But, you know, we use that technique for other things. We boil the chicken, you know, for a lot of things that way. And we don't use all the stock when we make pie like that. So,
no.
You know, but then
you can save it. You can freeze it.
Right.
Or then the next day you might want to make soup out of it.
Right,
or
use
whatever.
It for other things, right? Yeah. So there's a lot of things. Now, we've made that. We use that technique to make it chicken stock. We do it sometimes with chicken thighs, just all chicken thighs. That makes a nice rich. We'll make soups that same way.
Gumbo.
Yeah, it's a great starter of a lot of elements. Whole chickens, I think, do really well because there's a lot more skin.
Right.
And the skin makes a really richer broth, and you get gelatin and you get more bones and all of that. It really helps richen the broth up. So if I were saying the way to do it, I'd do a whole chicken. That would be me.
Yeah.
I think you get the best broth with the whole chicken.
I agree. Yeah. And, you know, this is hard to come by, but if you can find an old chicken.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like, this is coming across sounding weird, but like a hen that is of old age, like say a 5-year-old bird, you're going to get a tremendous amount of flavor.
Right.
Nowadays, the chickens are just real young and they unfortunately are not as flavorful.
Not as flavorful. And there's a lot of things that have happened to ingredients. That's maybe a topic for another podcast that have changed how we do things.
Right.
Some of the research we've been doing for topics and shows. But yeah, the scratch cooking, even though you can take shortcuts, man, I always feel like we're losing flavor and you're kind of like not doing it justice. You know, it's like, why are you doing it? You're kind of doing the idea of it, but not really. The flavor to me is really the point of it, not just making a pie.
Right. Or at the very least, do it sometimes, you know, if you have to take some shortcuts sometimes just to get the meal on the table for your family.
There is that.
You know, but yeah, like make some special occasions where you kind of set aside the time and you do it all from scratch and it's a real labor of love. You know, I mean, you're going to enjoy it too.
Right. Now, when we were talking about this and kind of our research, you know, we talked about chicken and dumplings and how there's a lot of similarities there.
Yes.
And did you have that growing up much?
No. Really, the only time I remember eating chicken and dumplings was maybe at a restaurant or at something called Dinner on the Grounds, which is a very Southern thing with churches.
Yeah.
Where
I discovered that early on.
It's kind of like a homecoming for people who have been part of that church in years past.
Right.
They come home for this one special service, and then everybody in the community brings a dish, and they have it, you know, outside. It's all laid out on the tables.
Right.
And the church that my mom was part of growing up, they would have dinner on the grounds, and I remember eating some really, really good chicken food. And dumplings at that.
Yeah.
But my family didn't really do it, and that goes back to my grandfather, my mom's dad.
Yeah.
You kind of know about this.
Yeah.
I mean, you never knew him. I never knew him. I mean, he passed when I was very, very young. But he had this thing about kind of dough and doughy stuff.
Oh, really? So he didn't like chicken dough?
No. And this
is
the thing
about the biscuits, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
So he, like on biscuits, we can talk more about this, and I've written a blog about it, but he didn't want a lot of
dough. He
dough
liked the crispy
biscuit. He just wanted a top crust and a bottom
crust.
Well,
I can see how he'd like
so
a chicken pie. Then.
He didn't like dumplings for that same reason, because he just felt like it was this kind of gummy, doughy mush in his mouth.
Interesting.
And so I think probably my grandmother just would do a top crust on her pie, you know, for that reason.
Right.
And it was just nice and crisp and all.
Yeah, that's another thing. Top crust. You only do a top crust.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the couple times we've tried a bottom crust, we just hadn't had a lot of good luck with it.
No,
so just you know, and usually we do it in like a long 11 by whatever Pyrex glass dish.
Right. I would say do it either in a nice ceramic kind of rectangular casserole type dish or something like tempered glass. And I mean, but you want to roll your dough pretty thin because you want to make sure it gets cooked through.
Right.
And also that lattice technique that my mom did
that
works
helps.
Really well because then the air gets all around it. And
yeah, I just like really having more crust though. Crust is the thing there. But I feel like I'm being a little ADD today, tonight, but going back to the dinner on the ground. So we didn't have those kind of where I was in California.
Yeah.
So when I moved back here, I started experiencing those and man, yeah, you're right. But what we did have one time, I remember we would have potlucks. We call them potlucks. Mm-hmm. Usually it was at the school. And I remember one time they called it a dime a dip.
Ah.
So it was a fundraiser and everybody, you know, so it was a potluck, but not really dinner on the grounds. But there's, in some of my work in when I was working for public television,
mm-hmm.
did a story on a church way out in the middle of nowhere, and it was a dinner on the grounds, mm-hmm. and it was, you know, old church.
Yeah.
And I think this was in the early 90s, and this was their 150th anniversary, mm-hmm. or something, mm-hmm. you know, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just some of the best cooking you're ever going to have.
It is.
But it's interesting. Our daughter loves chicken dumplings.
She does.
Yeah, I like it okay, but I like chicken pie a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me too. Me yeah. too. But like you say, they are kind of similar. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we looked at some recipes because, I mean, we just honestly don't make chicken and dumplings.
Right.
But I guess it's sort of the same concept. It's just cooked in a different way. Now, we did mm-hmm. see that some of the chicken and dumpling dough didn't have butter in it,
right?
But it had milk. I don't put milk in my pie crust,
right?
And I definitely do put butter. So, you know, it's mm-hmm. a little bit different, possibly.
But
it's that concept of, you know, using the broth.
Yeah.
You cook the chicken the same way,
mm-hmm.
and then you cook that dough. You cut it up, or you can throw it in
right.
in balls or pieces, and mm-hmm. and then you boil it basically.
Right, and to me, that's what I feel like. That was my idea of, I expected chicken and dumplings in the South, but not necessarily chicken pie.
Uh-huh.
But it's interesting that you know, and like I said in our research, that chicken and dumplings, that's it's fairly ubiquitous around the country, but in different forms.
Mm-hmm.
And that the South seemed to be more of the flatter dumplings to mm-hmm. me, that could almost be like you rolled out a pie crust and then cut it up
yeah.
and just
yeah.
boiled it in there.
Yeah.
Whereas other areas, it was more of almost like a matzo ball type dumpling.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no. So chicken pie is just one of those things we really enjoy. You know, it's a good winter dish, but we like it whenever.
Yeah, we like it kind of year round.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have it in the spring and pair it with some asparagus or a salad,
right.
you know.
And I mean, like I said, we use that technique a lot for a lot of things. It's techniques you can use for other things, and you probably do. And you can make a head, you can stage it out, you can
right.
you know, and but just it's hard to beat a good cream sauce and a well-made stock
mm-hmm.
and a good
yeah
butter-based crust. You can't yeah. really beat that. And then when you do shortcut some of those things, you know, it's the idea of it. I mean, it's not quite as good. We're always a little disappointed when we try to rush it or something. But
well, and also we were talking about how you can do a meat pie,
yep.
you know, with like beef.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a similar concept. And I used to do that some.
Yep. I remember we've done that a few times.
And so you take, you know, cubes of whatever beef, mm-hmm. I don't know, sirloin or some kind of chuck roast or
right.
whatever.
And you saute them.
You sear it, you know.
Yeah, you sear them.
Mm-hmm. And then you, I guess, add a little bit of flour
mm-hmm.
and some kind of liquid, you know. You
right.
could do wine or broth. Or
beef broth, whatever. Right.
Yeah, and make a little kind of sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would typically add some mushrooms in there.
Yeah.
And then do the crust same way,
mm-hmm.
you know, and bake it.
Right. So something similar if you were going to make a beef stew almost, except mm-hmm. with maybe less liquid and
right.
a crust.
Yeah.
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 Okay. So that's chicken pot pie.
Yeah.
One of our favorites.
It's well,
chicken pie. Let me rephrase. I keep saying pot pie, but it's chicken
pie.
Chicken pie.
That's right.
Stop saying pot pie. But yeah,
it's making me hungry.
I know, we're making ourselves hungry again. But anyway, that's Sweet Tea and Tacos for this week. And we thank you for listening. We hope you will continue to listen. Send us a question, you know, let us know. Dave@sweetteaandtacos.com or on Facebook. You can find us on Facebook, Sweet Tea and Tacos, or, you know, send us an email. Let us know. Give us a comment about. Do you have chicken pie growing up? Did you call it chicken pot pie like I always do? Or did you have chicken and dumplings?
Yeah.
And then another thing we're trying to get started. Life has taken over like last couple of weeks. We got a little busy.
Yeah, with things opening up a little bit.
Yeah. But what did you cook this week? You know, let us know. We're going to try to get that going and say, hey, what did you cook this week? What did we cook this week? What did we cook this week?
I don't remember. But I will tell you, we have cooked some things during this shelter at home. I mean, we have just cooked and cooked and cooked.
Right.
And we love to cook, and it's been wonderful. But I feel like we got a chance to kind of hone some skills.
We certainly did.
That had been, you know, atrophying a little bit. And it's been nice.
It has been nice. You know, and then we don't always have time to just cook whatever we want, whenever we want. Like most everybody, we have a life and a budget and kids and business.
Right.
And we did have a fun little one the other day. Last week, we were, it was one of those, okay, what are we going to do tonight? You know, it's like, you know, I got four things in the fridge. What am I going to do with them? And it started out as one thing and turned into Cincinnati chili. So, you know,
we were thinking red beans and rice.
Right. That was where it was starting.
Yeah, and then it ended up with Cincinnati chili
over pasta.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's kind of the adventures in cooking we kind of have sometimes. But so let us know your adventures in cooking and keep cooking. So that's Sweet Teen Tacos. I'm Dave.
And I'm Jen. Thanks for listening.
Bye.